Ladies and gentlemen of the House, how often have we been reminded that counties and cities are the creatures of the legislature? How often has your city or town been reminded that it is a creature of the legislature, that the legislature created it and the legislature can dissolve it? Even if that city is a vital economic hub, even if that city is governed by a diverse and talented group of dedicated folks who put themselves forward for election and scrutiny and raise the necessary funds to run for election, and who, whether a Republican or a Democrat or an unaffiliated, have led their city into becoming a destination for many of you here as well as your families. It is beyond my ability to understand why Asheville has been the continual target for authoritarian and penalizing legislation for much of the 12 years I have spent here. Senator Apodaca's latest example of how not to treat those you represent makes me hopeful about soon becoming the senior member, not in age, of course, of a delegation who has a similar regard for our city, the same regard that I do. I resent the idea that the current senior senator and rules chair feels he must take one last parting shot at the city of Asheville when he, in fact, only represents a fraction of the residents of that city, less than 10,000, and that he believed he could initially and without apology initiate this legislation from a place of dishonesty and deception. As a parent raising small children, I knew that I would get way better behavior from my children using positive rather than negative reinforcement for behaviors when I allowed them to choose from among choices, from among a set of good options that they were provided, so that no matter what, they would make good choices. This bill gives Asheville no choice. This bill seeks to punish without explanation other than because the senator said so. This bill is based on a false statement by the senior senator from Henderson County, Senate Rules Chair, who, without regard for the ethical implications of his actions, filed a bill that stated it was not controversial, and that all the members affected by this legislation were on board with it. All false. Under the Apodaca theory of representation, he says you can only represent people who live in a small geographic area around you. So he can't represent people who live in Etowah or Mills River because he doesn't live there. That theory is flawed. Maybe that's the way he views his job, that if you don't live in a place, you can't represent it. But we don't operate that way in Asheville. We are responsive. We are not factionalized or separate. This bill proposes that we create factionalization. The senator lives in Hendersonville and certainly represents a way bigger area than just Hendersonville. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I urge you to vote no, and especially if you live in cities and towns that are trying their best to govern your whole city or town, because beware, yours may be the next city to be gerrymandered. Vote red. Thank you.